Academy lists new diversity requirements to win Oscar for Best Picture. By Joel B. Polak on September 8, 2020. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced Tuesday that it will require films to meet extensive new diversity standards to be eligible to win the Oscar for Best Picture. A press release for the Academy explained that starting in 2024, films competing for Best Picture will be required to meet at least two of the following four standards: original emphasis, Standard A, on-screen representation, themes and narratives. To achieve Standard A, the film must meet one of the following criteria: A1. Lead or significant supporting actors. At least one of the lead actors or significant supporting actors is from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. Asian, Hispanic/Latinx, Black/African American, Indigenous/Native American/Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern/North African, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander, other underrepresented race or ethnicity. A 2. General ensemble cast. At least 30% of all actors in secondary and more minor roles are from at least two of the following underrepresented groups: women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities, or who are deaf or hard of hearing. A3. Main storyline/subject matter. The main storylines, theme or narrative of the film is centered on an underrepresented groups: women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities, or who are deaf or hard of hearing. Standard B, creative leadership and project team. To achieve Standard B, the film must meet one of the criteria below. B1. Creative leadership and department heads. At least two of the following creative leadership positions and department heads: casting director, cinematographer, composer, costume designer, director, editor, hairstylist, makeup artist, producer, production designer, set decorator, sound, VFX supervisor, writer, are from the following underrepresented groups: women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities, or who are deaf or hard of hearing. At least one of those positions must belong to the following underrepresented racial or ethnic group: Asian, Hispanic/Latinx, Black/African American, Indigenous/Native American/Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern/North African, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander, other underrepresented race or ethnicity. B2. Other key roles. At least six other crew/team and technical positions, excluding production assistants, are from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. These positions include but are not limited to first AD, gaffer, script supervisor, etc. B3. Overall crew composition. At least 30% of the film's crew is from the following underrepresented groups: women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities, or who are deaf or hard of hearing. Standard C, industry access and opportunities. To achieve Standard C, the film must meet both criteria below. C1. Paid apprenticeship and internship opportunities. The film's distribution or financing company has paid apprenticeships or internships that are from the following underrepresented groups and satisfy the criteria below: women, racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, people with cognitive or physical disabilities, or who are deaf or hard of hearing. The major studios/distributors are required to have substantive, ongoing paid apprenticeships/internships inclusive of underrepresented groups, must also include racial or ethnic groups, in most of the following departments: production/development, physical production, post-production, music, VFX, acquisitions, business affairs, distribution, marketing and publicity. The many major or independent studios/distributors must have a minimum of 2 apprentices/interns from the above underrepresented groups. At least one from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. In at least one of the following departments. Production/development, physical production. Post-production, music, VFX, acquisitions. Business affairs, distribution, marketing and publicity. CE2. Training opportunities and skills development, crew. The film's production, distribution and or financing company offers training and or work opportunities for below-the-line skill development to people from the following underrepresented groups. Women. Racial or ethnic group. LGBTQ+. People with cognitive or physical disabilities, or who are deaf or hard of hearing. Standard D, audience development. To achieve Standard D, the film must meet the criterion below. D1. Representation in marketing, publicity, and distribution. The studio and or film company has multiple in-house senior executives from among the following underrepresented groups. Must include individuals from underrepresented racial or ethnic groups. On their marketing, publicity, and or distribution teams. Women. Racial or ethnic group. Asian. Hispanic/Latinx. Black/African American. Indigenous/Native American/Alaskan Native. Middle Eastern/North African. Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander. Other underrepresented race or ethnicity. LGBTQ+. People with cognitive or physical disabilities, or who are deaf or hard of hearing. For 2022 and 2023, films competing for Best Picture will have to submit a confidential Academy Inclusion Standards form but will not yet be required to meet those standards. The aperture must widen to reflect our diverse global population in both the creation of motion pictures and in the audiences who connect with them. Academy President David Rubin and Academy CEO Don Hudson were quoted as saying, Deadline commented approvingly that the new diversity standards were a key sea change for an organization that had resisted imposing specific movie-making rules on the industry and that the requirements could not come at a more opportune time in light of worldwide movements for equality in all walks of life. In 2016, the Academy adopted new changes to its membership in response to the #OscarsSoWhite campaign that began in 2015 and alleged that too many white people were winning awards, thanks to the overwhelmingly white voting membership. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.